Now, it's time for the Varsity Radio Show. Here's your host, Seth Henniger.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to the Varsity Radio Show. It's a great day. It's a beautiful sunny day outside. I know it got cold on us, but it's still fantastic, and we're still glad to be a part of your day. I want to introduce you really right now to the one other person in the studio with me, but he's not. He does this every morning. He's so good. He has Oompa Loompas running around. He makes magic happen. He's going to be in the Radio Hall of Fame. I believe it with all my heart. He is the greatest producer of all time, Willy Wonka of radio, Steven Spiegel.
What's going on, everybody? Hope you're having a great day so far. We've got a really good show lined up for you. Got some ARAB student athletes coming in. They got three sports between them. So,
yeah.
Well, we're talking some softball,
yeah,
track and field,
yeah,
especially the pole vault. That's
wow.
What really got me excited.
Wow.
I'm ready to ask some questions about that. That looks very, very dangerous.
I know, and I don't know. I know you saw this. One of them says they can do the worm.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
That was pretty impressive to me.
Yeah.
So, I'm excited.
So also got one who does cheer. So,
cheer.
Yeah, there's three sports. And you say, well, Steven, cheerleading is not a sport.
Yes,
yes
it is.
It is.
It
yes,
is.
It is. Yep.
It so, very much is.
Ready to have some fun.
Hey, and we always have fun on the sides. Whenever the music's playing on the radio, the show keeps going. And Steven can tell you, God, we have some of the funniest videos. We have some of the greatest subjects happen off the air. So come join us at any of our social medias. And can you tell them all those social medias real quick, Steven?
Sure. Let me go ahead and pop them up on the screen for everybody so you can see them. And here they are. Varsity Radio Show over on Facebook. We got Instagram. We got Twitter. We got TikTok, YouTube.
We're everywhere.
All the podcasts, of course, a little later on. So we've got all of that right there.
Yeah. And so many places.
On most of them, you can catch us live right now. So if you want to see the behind the scenes and not just hear what's on the radio,
yeah,
go on over there and do it.
Hey, and come talk to us, because we actually commute. If you come onto that live chat, we talk to you. We have conversations.
Mm-hmm.
And we really care about what you have to say. Super excited about ARAB. This is a good time.
Yeah.
I know to have ARAB as today, and I'm going to say this, I know that Greg Glasscock will probably allude to it. ARAB has won the semifinal round, not the semifinal round, but the quarterfinals.
Very good.
And as we're on the show, they're going into the semifinals in volleyball.
Yep.
Big deal.
It's a very big deal.
Big deal.
But they're not new to this, so.
No, they made it, to the state championship last year.
Ooh, man, I'm telling you.
Wow.
They are elite athletes, and we're so glad to have some Arabian athletes with us today.
Yeah.
I've always wondered, should I say Arabian or Arabian?
Because Arabian. Arabian.
So, anyway.
Arad. Aradians.
I know. Yeah. It's all based on a big misspelling.
Yes.
They just kept it. So, you know.
Anyway, we are so excited that you joined us for the show. And we're going to have two incredible athletes, Alexia and Aubrey. They're going to be here. And I personally know Alexia, one of the most fun people in the whole world. She's amazing. She'll be here. And we want to tell you, though, before we go off the air for just a minute, and you can come see the cool things, Charburger. I love going to Charburger, Steven. They
Who
are
doesn't
the
love
nicest,
going to Charburger, man?
But they're the nicest people ever.
They really are.
And they are the home of the famous Char Grill Wildcat Burger, Philly Cheesesteak, and Jumbo Crispy Onion Rings.
Mm-hmm.
I have never eaten Charburger and been disappointed.
Right?
I can honestly say that.
Even their salads are good.
I know. And I know you're like, well, you're on the radio. You have to say that.
No,
no I don't. Mm-mm. It is really that good.
Yeah.
And then there's B&B Video Games. It's a super fun, super cool place. I was telling my neighbor about it. He loves video game stuff. And I'm like, this place is amazing. They have an 80s-style arcade in the back. They have a local video game retail store in the front. And they're right beside the Pizza Hut like every 80s thing should be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think so, right?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, so, anyway, that's B&B Video Games. Hey, we're about to go to a music break. We will be back in a minute with the FCA Moment of the Week. But don't miss what's happening behind the scenes. Come join us.
Here's Zonti with Oxygen right here on the Varsity Radio Show.
The FCA Moment of the Week.
So excited to be here with one of my favorite people in the whole world. I always love seeing her in person. When I get to see her in person, it's like seeing a celebrity, because we see each other through a TV screen every week. But I love Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I personally help with the one in Gunnersville. And I love Coach Self and helping with that with him. And I absolutely believe in your ministry so much that when we founded the Varsity, we said we've got to bring FCA apart because y'all are amazing. And so,
very good.
And saying that, Candy, tell us what is going on with one of the most incredible ministries of all time.
A G Money just peeked around the corner, by the way.
He's incredible. Did you tell him I wore a shirt last week?
You ought to saw him when he come up in here this morning.
I wish
I'll
text
you a picture later.
please.
Just now. So, Northeast Alabama, FCA, we have lots going on. 2 weeks from today, we start our Iron Bowl Prayer Breakfast Tour. That's a mouthful for me to say.
You did good.
But, we will start the tour off in Madison West on Tuesday, November the 14th at 6:45 a.m. at Asbury Church. And then we will travel. We will be in Coleman on Wednesday, November the 15th at First Baptist Church of Coleman. That will be at 6:30. Thursday, we will be in Marshall County at Gunnersville High School. That will be on Thursday, November the 16th. That one is at 6 a.m. Seth, we expect you there. And then we will end the tour on Friday, November the 17th at 6:45. That one will be our Madison County East at First Baptist Church in Huntsville on Governor's Drive.
Okay.
So that is coming up in 2 weeks. So you can purchase your tickets now. You can call or text the office here at the FCA at 256-509-3692. You can go to our website, northalabamafca.org, for more information. We also have brochures, partnership brochures. We have posters, everything else for all four Iron Bowl. The Alabama speaker will be Wesley Britt, representing Alabama. And then for Madison West, Marshall, and Madison East, it will be David Rocker, representing Auburn. And then in Coleman, the Auburn representative will be Stephen Clark. He was a punter for Auburn back in the day. And he's actually on staff with the FCA now. He is an area director.
Wow.
So anyway, so those will be our speakers for those four events. And then following behind that, we have our Coach and Spouse Weekend that will be January the 12th, 13th, and 14th at the AC Marriott. You can register for that now. Registration is open on our website, and that is NorthAlabamaFCA.org. We have Black Friday. You know, tomorrow's November 1st, and everybody talks about that Black Friday shopping. We have our Black Friday special that will be starting on Friday, November the 24th. It'll be $175 per camper. That will be a $50 savings.
Nice.
So you will be able to register there at NorthAlabamaFCA.org. You can't go there yet and register. The camps are not finalized yet and approved by home office, but once they will be up and running on the 24th for sure, no doubt. Camp dates are on our website, so you can see what dates we'll fall under. We have PLT registration that will be beginning, and something new this year that we're excited about, or I should say for next year, we are going to split PLT, and it's going to be two different events next year.
Nice.
So we will have a middle school event, which is going to be at Madison Academy. And that's going to be July the 25th and 26th. And that's a Thursday, Friday before school starts. And then we will have the high school PLT at the VBC, 9th through 12th grade. And that will be August the 2nd and 3rd. And we will have our PLT party that Friday night as well. Guests to be announced. We're not going to release that right now, but it's coming
soon. Is it you, Candy?
No, not me. Y'all are lucky. No, not me. But there's just so much going on with FCA right now. We a lot of cool things. We've got lots of huddles going on in the different schools, elementary, middle school, high school, college.
Nice.
The turnout, I've said it before and I'll say it again, it blows me away at how many students are willing to come before school and meet their huddles just to encourage each other, pray for one another. It's all student led. We kind of give them a guideline to give them tools that we come alongside them to help them be successful in their huddles, but it is all student-led, and it's just absolutely amazing to see the growth over the years. I've been with FCA for 5.5 years, and to see that growth and them just keep going and growing, it's just, it's amazing. It's cool, and it's so good to see God's Word being shared.
Yeah.
Campuses and reaching this generation, because they're our future.
You're right. And I do have a question that has nothing to do with FCA for you.
What you got?
So does Christmas start tomorrow or at the end of the month?
Okay. So normally my Christmas decorations and stuff for me starts Thanksgiving week.
Okay.
Because that is a week that we recharge from the tour.
Okay.
From the tour. Okay. And that way I get everything up before we go to my parents' house in Gadsden.
Okay.
So when I come home, it's done.
Okay.
But this year is a little different.
All right.
It's coming up next week.
There it is. There it is.
Because we have the Iron Bowl tour, and then we're going to be at my parents'. We're going to stay the week with my parents.
Nice.
Thanksgiving.
Nice.
And to help them cook and whatnot.
I mean,
and
that's an important question, I think.
So, yeah. So, next week it will be going up.
So, not tomorrow. It doesn't start tomorrow.
The lights will not go on.
Oh, yeah.
Early. I don't ever turn the lights on until Friday after Thanksgiving.
All right. So, I just had to ask.
Yeah. So, it is early for me this year, but it will be next week.
Well, good.
Sure.
Well, good. Well, Candy, thank you for that dear old life question and answering. Hey, you have a wonderful week, and I am so glad that you came on the show.
Thank you. Thanks for all y'all do. We appreciate it.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
The Clutch Moment.
Yeah, Stephen, I don't know if you remember, there used to be a show on Nickelodeon at night back in the 90s.
Yeah.
And it was called Are You Afraid of the Dark? Do you remember that?
You know, we didn't have cable growing up. So I got to see very little Nickelodeon. I don't remember the particular show, but tell me where you're going with it.
Yeah, so this show was Are You the Afraid of the Dark? It was it was corny.
I mean, most kids' shows are.
It was little ghost shows, you know, like, yeah it's kind of like, you know, all that was like a corny version of Saturday Night Live.
Okay.
And that's what it was. And Are You Afraid of the Dark came on, and that's where I got the idea for what I'm about to talk about. Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Nice.
I'd like to tell you that there's a battle for your soul out there, if you didn't know. In fact, this battle started at the beginning of time when sin was brought into the world, and the battle will not stop until our time on this planet ends. John 1:4-5 talks about this battle. It says the Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. And as I broke this down in my Bible, I thought this was really cool. It said God gave life in the beginning, but because of sin, there needed to be a recreation of humanity, right? We talk about this. Because Adam and Eve sinned, there had to be a recreation. So God gave us Jesus to extinguish the enemy and His power over us. In other words, it was the light can overtake the darkness because of this sacrifice. So why should we not be afraid of the dark? I want to tell you about it. Number one, I want to say to you, our fight is not with people, but the enemy. And Ephesians 6:12 says this. It says, for we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. So, Stephen, what does this scripture mean to you?
What does it mean to me?
Yeah, does that scripture mean to you?
There are a lot of undertones, a lot of things happening in our lives all the time.
Yeah.
And, I mean, really, I've been talking about this a lot here lately on the morning show.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, you meet somebody in the current chapter of their life that they're in right now.
Yeah.
I might meet you in chapter 8 of your life.
That's good.
I don't know chapters 1-7. So I encounter you, and then all of a sudden, it's like, I don't know what's going on with you. You're acting a little strange. And I just kind of jump into this whole idea that there's something off.
Yeah.
When I don't really know your backstory, I don't know much about your background. So for me, it's that there are always undertones and things happening behind the scenes that we don't know about.
That's true.
That happens in anybody's life.
Yeah.
So the things that come against you sometimes, that's just well, really an effect of what somebody's been going through.
That's so good.
Something to really keep in mind the next time you encounter somebody who you just can't stand. There's a reason why they act that way. And it takes a little digging, and it takes a little love.
Yeah.
And a little tolerating them.
Yes.
But you can finally figure out what's going on and maybe even become a friend to them.
You know, that's what I learned about bullies and stuff, yeah. You know, in school.
Yeah.
You know, why are they acting this way?
Right.
There's something going on at home.
Yeah.
You know, there's something that I'm not seeing.
Have I ever told you my story of the bully?
No, please tell me.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. So here we go. So I was in school, lunchroom. I'd go in there and I'd eaten almost every day as I walked up to dump my tray of what I didn't eat into the trash can and then put my tray up in the window.
Yeah.
This bully would come up and just smack my tray out of my hand.
Jeez.
It was lots of times before I even got up to the trash can. So all this stuff went all over the floor.
Wrong.
And so I had to clean the stuff up and all that. So I kept wondering, why is he doing this to me? I don't understand what's happening here.
Yeah.
But luckily I was in a youth group at the time and they were talking about praying for those people that are mean to you. I'm like, that's the last thing I want to do is pray for somebody.
Right.
But as I did, I realized that as I was praying for him, I also had this agenda to be nice, to go out of my way to be nice to this guy.
Yeah.
And it hit him so off guard that I would come up to him and I would ask him, hey, is there anything you need me to take to the trash? I'm going up there anyway. I take anything up there for you.
Yeah.
I just started being nice
Love
to him.
It.
Actually, he asked me one time, why are you being so nice to me?
Yeah.
I said, well, I just, you know, thought I might be able to help.
Yeah.
And before too much longer, that bully was no longer my bully. In fact, he was my protector.
Yes.
If I had a problem with somebody else,
he dealt with it.
And he found out about it, he would go deal with it.
That's funny.
I didn't ask him to do that, but that's what he took upon himself to do.
So. It's funny you say that. I had a bully like that at the school that would defend me. I'm like, I didn't even do anything for this.
Yeah.
But, you know, with that scripture, sometimes it's hard to accept, I think, because we want to be mad at the person. But like you said, so often we need to look beyond the issue and see that there's something behind it.
Right.
Which brings me to my second point. That was a really cool story, by
Thanks.
The way. The darkness always flees the light. And this is true. If we turned off the lights in here, Stephen, and I turned on a light, you know, like on my phone, which would prevail? It's always the light.
Always. Your eyes always drawn to the light.
Right. The darkness can never hold ground against light. It always has to flee, and God is light, right? So how dominant is God actually over the spiritual darkness in our lives, and how dominant can he be?
Right. That's a really good question. I mean, because when it comes down to it, there's something that kind of gets cast aside on this little thought.
Yeah.
And that's this. In order for you to see that light, you've got to have your eyes open.
That's good.
Because, I mean, it could be really pitch black dark in here, and Seth turned on a light, but if my eyes are closed,
you can't see it.
I might be able to get just a little bit of, through my eyelids, I might be able to see just a little hint of light, but unless my eyes are open, I'm not going to see that.
Yeah.
So he is as dominant as you allow him to be in your life. That light of the world in your life is only as dominant as you allow him to be.
That's
good. Really what it comes down to for me. So the answer to that question is, he's as dominant as you'll allow him to be.
That's so good. And here's what I think. You know, I think when we think about spiritual battles, though, Stephen, we think, and I know you've seen the picture of like a built Jesus and a built Satan arm wrestling. I mean, I know you've seen those pictures.
Yeah.
It's a spiritual battle, but it's not even like that.
No.
It's like Jesus is, I mean, he's stacked, but the devil's like a, you know, a little sketch drawn figure, you know? I mean, versus that.
There's no comparison.
He's already defeated.
Yeah.
And I think we give the enemy so much power when it's not even there for him to have.
Yeah.
Because like I said, there's no light, there's no darkness that can overcome a light. It just doesn't exist.
Yep.
And then it comes to my third point. Jesus is the light, and when we receive him, we become the light.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of my favorite scriptures, been Matthew 5:14-16. It says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, so that everyone will praise your heavenly Father. So here's the last question. What are some ways God expects us to be the light?
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah.
So think about what brings light to your life.
Right.
That's what I would say is what brings light? Let's see. Well, I know that my day is really affected when somebody is kind to me.
Yeah.
When somebody actually has a smile on their face, when they actually acknowledge my existence.
Yeah.
You know?
Big deal.
That kind of thing. So I know that, hey, if I enjoy that, other people are going to enjoy that too.
Yeah.
So that's just one of the practical ways that you can be a light in a really dark spot. Because when you're different like that, people are going to wonder, what's up with you? You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I, like I said, trying to make people's day, just be encouraging.
Yep.
We live in a negative world, Stephen. Yep. I mean, me and you live in a negative world.
We do.
Just being positive is a game changer.
It is.
For people to hear positive. But we're going to pray for you right now. God, I come to you now, and I pray that you would help us to overcome any darkness, any struggle, any frustration in our lives. God, lift us up, strengthen us, be near us, and let us have a wonderful time serving you and being the light. In Jesus' name, amen. Stephen, Alexia, she's really shy, so we're going to have to warm her up.
Okay.
Nice.
We can totally do that.
She's really not. How's y'all's day going?
Great. We had volleyball games.
Yeah. You've been down in Birmingham?
I was in Birmingham, yes.
And they won.
Yes, they did.
It was great.
They play again at 4, I think, and then if they win that, we play tomorrow, too.
State championship? Mm-hmm. Come on. Come on. But, Aubrey, you don't know this. I know Alexia does. I went to ARAB, too. So,
really?
Yeah. So, I am very happy that
y'all
are winning. Yeah, go nuts.
The little Arabians.
So, anyway, we must... Have we... Oh, yeah. Anyway, we're super excited that y'all are here. Reading your art things about you, you're an Olympic, Junior Olympic?
Well... It was a group of us that all qualified.
Okay.
It was COVID year or the year after COVID.
Okay.
So that was great.
Yeah. Yeah. The year of COVID or the year after?
Year after. It was 2021.
Oh, wow.
But
Was it fun?
In the heat. Oh, it was so fun.
Where is this event?
Well, it changes each year, but this year was in Jacksonville, Florida. So we just drove down there. Of course. Of course.
Living the dream. It's what all the cheerleading things, Nationals, Orlando, every time.
Oh, yeah. So, I haven't been to one of those, but I hope to.
Yeah, me neither. I don't plan on going. So, anyway. I've been down to Orlando 2 or 3 times, and it is a busy place.
Yeah.
With
you
no
get
beach.
To see
it's
Mickey
not.
Mouse.
I didn't.
Really?
Sadly, no, I've never been. I've been to Islands of Adventure, but I have never seen Mickey Mouse. I've been on the gates, outside the gates.
I've never been either.
Yeah,
sadly. Been to Disneyland, but not Disney World.
Yeah, in California?
Mm-hmm.
How did you go there, Alexia?
My grandma lives there.
Really?
My mom's parents live there.
I had no idea. Y'all were military family, right?
We are a military family, yeah.
Yes. Are you? Your family work in the Arsenal?
So, my dad works in the Arsenal, and my mom works, 2 full-time jobs from home. That's, a post-COVID thing, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought so. I thought y'all were military. Mm-hmm. So, and you're an Olympic athlete. That's what I'm going to say. So, yeah. Pole vaulting. That sounds like so much fun.
Oh, yeah. It is definitely a whole nother animal.
Up in the world. Up in the sky. So, is
something
it scary?
Like
is it when you first start, you're like, I'm going to jump on this stick and jump over another one?
Well, when you first start out, you're not jumping high at all.
Yeah.
You're just kind of leaping onto a mat, fluffy bed. And you're just like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Yeah.
But then once it gets higher, if you pick the wrong pole, sometimes can go wrong.
Yeah.
And
have you ever done that?
No.
You should try.
No.
It could be fun.
I did track, I think, for maybe 3 weeks.
Yes.
Indoor.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, I sprinted a little bit.
You're so good. Look.
They were like this. They're like, ooh. And then they
she was good. Don't let her lie.
They put me in shot put, and then I said, yeah, I'm not doing this. And I did quit. I am a quitter. I did do that.
You're a quitter?
I am. Yeah, I did. I'm just a softball girl. I can't do anything else.
Apparently, you can hit a home run.
I can, yeah, sometimes. Depends on how I feel.
How you feel?
No, it's very... Home runs are just very, like, spontaneous. I feel like if you're really good at softball, you can make it happen. But for me, they're very just like, oh, didn't mean to do that.
Yeah. It was completely accidental.
Well, a lot of times...
Do you feel it? Like, yeah, when you can, when you're swinging, do you know, like,
I mean, a lot of times, like, you can feel it come off the bat, and you're like, wow. And then you kind of, like, you're running, you're like, okay, that went over. Awesome. But, like, it really, a lot of it has to do with, like, a pitch, and then just, like, if you've got that perfect swing, it all just, like, aligns together, and you hit a home run. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. And you do cheerleading?
Oh, yes,
track,
sir.
Softball. And 3 weeks of...
3 weeks of...
3 weeks track. Of track.
Yep.
Wow.
I've got a question. Do either of you have a pet?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Dog? Cat? What?
I have a Doberman named Kane.
Doberman.
Nice.
Named what?
Kane.
Kane. I thought you said Payne there for a second. I'm like, yeah, that
his
sounds about right
Payne.
For Doberman. Yeah, Kane.
He
okay.
Bit somebody.
Cool. Any cats? any other animals?
Well, I had a dog, but then my parents gave him away.
Gave him away?
When did this happen?
Well, we had him for 10 years, but then he was just not being very good, and so
this
another
is traumatic.
It's okay. I got a hamster.
A hamster. They turned into a dog.
What's your hamster's name?
Pixie.
Oh, cool.
How long has the hamster been alive?
I don't know. Like, one of them died, but my friend took that one. We went and got them together, but mine's still
before
alive.
Before or
so
after
I don't know.
It died.
Oh, wait, no, we got them together.
Okay.
And then they started biting each other.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, and
yeah.
So then we had to separate them. Yeah.
So what you're telling me is your hamster was a cage fighter and yours won, the other one didn't.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I nailed that one.
Now,
yes, sir. That's exactly what happened.
That's what happened.
Have you decided to maybe dress this pet up for Halloween? You have a little costume?
He's not very social.
No, okay.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's not very social. Okay.
That's
how about
social.
The Doberman? Do you have an outfit for the Doberman?
Could be a cage fighter.
I think we were thinking about making him like a skeleton. Like
yes.
Doing like the white paint.
Yes.
Painting him, but
yeah.
I don't
cool.
really know if that's going to happen or not. We'll see tonight.
Okay.
My hamster doesn't look that cool. I don't want it.
Your hamster should be a cage fighter.
It's really tiny. I don't know.
Your
It'd
hamster?
Be hard to sew up the costume.
I mean, because he's so tiny, you could carry him around.
He might bite me.
I'm sensing a pattern here.
Yeah, for
you
sure.
You got the feral hamster.
Yeah. Well, it's the other one biting him, and then I just had to nurture mine back to life.
Oh,
and
okay.
Then, yeah.
Gotcha.
It was traumatic.
Well, you
for
know,
you
sometimes.
Or the hamster?
I don't know. But.
So at what age did you ladies stop trick-or-treating? Do you remember the last time that you went?
They're going out tonight.
Oh, you are going out tonight?
I might go out tonight,
really?
Honestly, yeah.
Seriously, what are you going to dress up as?
Don't technically have a costume, so I'd probably have to make something up.
Oh. So what could you just whip up real quick?
I mean, I think there's those girls that can do like the scarecrow makeup.
Oh.
Yeah.
I could just watch a video on how to do that. I don't think it would end well though.
Yeah.
It probably wouldn't look like a scarecrow.
You saw Alexia loves to do makeup. Whoa.
Mm. There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do like to do it, but I don't think I'm very good at it. I think I just enjoy it. I spend a little bit too much money on it too.
You go to Ulta?
I do go to Ulta.
Oh, that's why you spend too much money. That place is expensive, isn't it?
It is very expensive.
Yeah. Wow.
Do you do it for fun or?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I don't do like anything crazy. I just like to like if I dress up, it's fun to put on makeup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
There are all kinds of tutorials online too.
There
so
are, yeah.
Do you like? Do you ever like produce your own and put them up on your channel?
No.
Why not?
Wouldn't be very insightful. I think people would be like, ooh, don't do that. I think it would be more of like a what not to do video.
Oh, no.
You know, you can get views on that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess they say negative attention is better than no attention.
I guess, yeah.
You want a following like that. But no, you should give it a try. You might be surprised at how well you could do with it.
Maybe.
You never know what's going to go viral and what's not.
Watch out for a makeup video, guys.
There you go.
She going to do it.
Stay tuned.
We doing a smoky eye or what are we doing?
All of the eyes. All of it.
Every one of them.
Every single one you can find, we'll be doing it on my channel. Tune in.
I've seen some crazy eye makeup.
I have too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I tried to do my makeup once for prom, like not just everyday makeup, but I was like, I'm not spending money on someone doing my own makeup. So I went into the salon where we were getting ready and my face turned purple. I don't how, but like my forehead was purple. And
this
so
is
then,
not good.
Yeah, one of my friends did it for me and I don't know what I did wrong, but it was purple.
It all went south quick.
Oh, yeah. It only took like 5-7 minutes or so.
I've seen like color changing nail gel that like when it gets warm, it turns a certain color. When it gets cool, it turns a different color. I wonder if they have makeup like that, too, that accentuates certain pigments in your skin when it's really bright or really dark.
Yeah. I think they have stuff like that. It's supposed to be like based off like your the way it like looks in the sun or something. Like there's makeup. There's like the glitter that'll like. If you like move your face, it'll turn like different colors.
Oh, nice!
Holographic.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it is. Holographic.
They could do mood makeup. Remember the mood rings?
Yes.
You wear them and they change different colors. You could, you know, have whatever look you want based on your mood. That could kind of be a bad thing too, especially if you're mad at somebody.
Well, it could be bad and good.
It could be. Well, here we go. Y'all want to do this interview?
Yep. Let's
All right,
do it.
Let's hit this thing.
The Varsity Athlete Interview.
So excited to be here with Alexia Ross and Aubrey Elrod. It's going to be a fun time. We're going to learn a lot. Aubrey, she does track. In other words, she's a pole vaulter and cheerleading. And Alexia is a Grand Slam softball queen. So I'm just saying it. I don't know if it's true, but it sounded good. So anyway... And like I personally know Alexia. She's one of the most fun people I've ever met in my life. And so, but anyway, we're going to have a very fun interview. And so, I was asking Aubrey, what is your favorite thing about pole vaulting?
It's definitely actually clearing the bar. That is...
Yes!
That's my favorite.
Always.
But also, like... The team, that's always the best part. It's like having fun with them. You never have a dull moment at track practice.
Yeah. Well, okay, I have to ask this before I ask Alexia. What is the highest up in the sky you've been pole vaulting?
Well, I got really close to 11, but it's 10.6.
That's higher than I want to be on the end of a pole. I'm also a very large person. That would not be fun.
We've had some, like... They were linemen for football.
Wow.
I think he was a lineman.
Who was it?
Mitchell Duquette. He pole vaulted.
Really?
Yeah.
If y'all, did you see her eyes when he is?
Oh my! Oh goodness.
So Alexia, how does it feel to hit a home run?
Awesome. It's probably like, I wouldn't say that's what you work towards, but I'd say it's like a really good feeling, especially in a game that's really tight.
Yeah. Yeah. So, tell me about your sports, when you started, why you were interested, what brought you to it?
Well, for pole vault, it was Trent Martin. He's the 7th grade history teacher.
Yeah.
That's almost everyone's story, unless it's just they somehow wanted to run circles on, on like, concrete.
Yeah, yeah.
Spikes, yeah, because that's what everyone grows up wanting to do.
Yes.
But he encourages... he it's encourages them, yeah. And then Coach Harbinson, Wade Harbinson, he's a great role model and leader. He's kind of stepped down a little bit from head coach when I first started. I think he's the head coach, but he's a great coach along with Coach Martin. And then Coach Reese, he's helping with track. And they're all great inspirations for that. And I knew Coach Reese through FCA, so that's always fun having him there.
Connor was a part of our first season of the Varsity 6 years ago.
Really?
And he's hilarious. Mm-hmm. One of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life. Alexia, tell us about your softball love, career, whatever.
Well, I haven't been playing softball like my entire life. And that's really just because of like being military. It's hard to stick with one
Traveling.
Thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I remember... like having an interest in it. Like I started playing softball in like the 4th grade and I played on like some rec team on Fort Benning.
Yes.
But I think what piqued my interest was my mom had a full ride to JSU and she was from California. That's where she met my dad. And you know, just growing up, she always talked about how much she loved the sport and I remember I was like, finally, like, I really want to stick with something. And I tried softball and I really liked it. And she's a really great coach. So she really helped me a lot with that, too.
Your mom?
With it. Yeah. I mean, she's coached me on teams and stuff, but just all like her knowledge of the game really helped me stick with the sport.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Learned something new. So, speaking of which, you're cheerleading, your track, and you do softball. Tell me about the practices. What's hard? What's fun? What's your favorite part of practice? What's the thing that you hate with all your might and all your guts? Tell either one of you. I don't care who starts.
We probably start practicing around this time, probably like end of November.
Yeah.
And it's really cold.
Yes.
It's really cold. I mean, like, I probably, Aubrey could say the same thing for like indoor, like once it's towards the end of the season, but like softball conditioning, it's pretty bad sometimes. I mean, you do a good amount of running, right? Especially you got to be good at running for the outfield, running the bases, and just getting acclimated to like colder weather for a season that isn't in the cold either. I mean, a spring season is only cold for so long. So doing all that work in the cold kind of builds toughness. So, I mean, I'd say that's pretty difficult. Just coming cold right back into softball, and then it actually being cold is also not...
Makes the ball hitting the glove hurt a whole lot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was just telling someone the other day, I mean, the amount of money you spend in broken bats in the winter is just, I mean, crazy. I've broken so many bats just because it was cold outside.
Alexia, that is a really good cover-up from having incredible Hulk strength.
Yeah. I mean, that too, you know.
Yeah. We know that was the real reason the bat
broke. I just break bats because I'm just so buff.
You're like, stacked.
It really is.
Really,
I don't remember her saying it was a wooden bat. It could have been a metal bat. She's breaking metal bats.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Those are probably a lot easier to break nowadays. Okay, because they're not the rinkety dinky like softball bats you're thinking of that make that terrible sound.
Right.
They're like they're composite bats. They do not make that noise.
Ooh.
They're made out of like fiberglass.
Wow.
On the inside. And they're like there's like sheets of metal, so it's actually a lot easier to break those than those.
Have you broken one?
Oh yeah. I've broken so many bats.
So
look at the guns on this girl.
Not like oh yeah, I've broken so many bats.
Yeah.
No. That's not what I was saying.
That was awesome.
Now if I'm not mistaken, that pole vault pole is made out of fiberglass too, isn't it?
I think so, yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
I think they're really similar.
Have you ever broken a pole vault?
Please, God, hold me. Pole? Please, God, hold me. Please, God, hold me.
Have you ever broken one of those?
So I've seen four or five break.
No!
Wow.
I'm supposed to trust this with my life.
I haven't. Well, that's only if you're stupid and you get the wrong
pole. Listen to this!
Well, not stupid, but just kind of push the limit. So sometimes that's a little poor judgment that plays into that. I've cracked, I think, one, but it wasn't like a for sure crack. You can kind of crack it, which gives it a risk to break. But it was like a small pole that we just like warm up on.
Yeah.
So
yeah, if I'm going 11 feet in the air, that thing better hold me.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm able to jump over a pole 11 feet in the air, I don't want that thing snapping.
But if you get one that's too stiff, if you run, it just stops you and you're like up in the air because that momentum gets you some, but then you just fall back onto the concrete.
What's the highest you've ever seen anybody go?
Oh, Maddox Ham from Scottsboro.
Yeah.
He is insane.
How high did he go?
Like 18.6.
That's two stories in the air.
That could be wrong, but two it stories around there. It's crazy.
It's terrifying.
I think his parents pole vaulted. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. It's in the blood.
Maybe.
Just like Alexia over there.
Breaking bats with her Hulk muscles.
Dad's the Incredible Hulk, and her mom can play softball like a maniac. Yeah. Anyway.
I'm going to be ducking in the hallways next time I see you. She'll be flexing.
That's just a word of advice.
I feel bad now that y'all think I was like, yeah, I break so many bats. I'm just so strong.
I think you should be embracing it because that's pretty cool.
Exactly.
It's a very common thing to break a bat nowadays. They're made kind of cheap.
Sure.
Keep telling us that. You're really strong.
Mackenzie Frederick, they look a little scared. Y'all know Mackenzie for okay, yeah. Anyway, anyway, so talking about practice, What games do you most look forward to playing in? What is maybe those rivalry games, those games that just, it feels a little different when you win it because it's just special. Meets for you, games yeah, for, yeah. Yeah.
I remember our team had played in a tournament, I think last year.
Yeah.
Maybe year before. It must have been year before, like my freshman season. And we played a team that had beat us, like, I mean, like mercy ruled us, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to remember what it's called. I cannot remember.
What is the mercy
rule? So, mercy rule in softball, it's changed a little bit because we were confused about it last year, but it's like if you're like in the fourth inning and above or something,
yeah,
and you are 10 runs ahead of them, that could be so wrong, by the way, because I remember we were confused about it last year. So.
I think that's
that sounds right.
Because softball's different than baseball. So, I think that's it. And then it's like if you're in the, let's just say that because that's all I know.
Okay.
But they had, like, mercy ruled us, like, really bad. Like, they were playing a lot of short game, which means, like, they were bunting a lot and doing all that kind of stuff. And, like, they had a lot of slappers, which are girls who are left-handed who, like, place the ball in the field, like, really short and they're really fast. So they were doing a lot of that. And I remember, like, we were just getting crushed. Well, we eventually played them either in another tournament or that same tournament. We beat them, like, 10-9.
Wow.
I remember, and we were just, like, crying. Because
that felt good.
We were just proud of ourselves. We had a really difficult tournament, and I think that really just lifted us up a little bit, because I mean that feels good, you know.
That would feel redemptive, I think.
Yeah,
you go from being beat by 10 points to the next time you come back and stick it to them.
And softball's such a mental game, and so is baseball. I mean, any team can beat any team any day. That's what we always say, right?
Yeah,
it's like that's kind of that gives
but
you
it's
kind
true.
Of yeah, it gives you kind of a chip on your shoulder because you're like, I know you think that you're about to beat us, but like we got a good attitude and we're ready to go. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
That's kind of how you go into a lot of games, knowing that this team's gonna be pretty difficult.
Yeah. So you're in that mentality. You don't get defeated before you start.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably why we start with that, right? Is you want to go in believing that like you can beat them, even if they've got this crazy record of, you know, just crushing teams. It's like we are a small town.
Yeah.
We have struggled a lot too. I mean, we're a good group of girls, but I mean, it's hard playing softball in a town where it's, like, not as popular, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
And in this area, there's a lot of girls in North Alabama, especially, who play some competitive travel ball who are on school teams.
Yeah.
And, like, seeing these girls you play travel ball against and then seeing them in school ball, you're like, oh my goodness, like, I know that girl, y'all. Like, she's really good. And that kind of...
Yeah.
That's the kind of scary part.
Intimidating.
Intimidating. That's the word. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll talk about that in a minute. But Aubrey, which meet do you, like, most look forward to? What's a big deal to win?
Well, county, first of all, then you go to state, but county is always fun because A-Rab is like, I think we've won the last like 7, 8 years. I don't know.
Wow.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was a lot. So that's always fun. Just being a part of that. And then the state meet, that is competitive, but it's more competitive with yourself, but it's also like, since we got moved down to 5A, we got a lot more competitive as a team, and we were thankful for that. So that was so much fun, and
not playing super schools every week.
Yeah. And it's just something that's kind of brought us together because we had a great indoor season. Outdoor was great too at the state meet. We didn't have as great of a season, but it was still so much fun, and we just had a great time because more people were able to qualify.
Yeah.
Our coaches were just awesome at keeping us together. It was so cool.
That's awesome. So, Alexi, you were starting to talk about it. I want to talk to both of you about this. I think all athletes deal with a mental game. We deal with the mental struggle and the nerves before a game or the nerves before your meet. How do you deal with the butterflies? How do you deal with the scared moment, you know? Or how do you get that out? Like, what's your pregame? Are you I don't know how you do a pre-meet thing, but a pre-game ritual. Are you superstitious?
I usually eat a granola bar.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like softball.
About that life.
We've made it superstitious. Like me and Sarah Benefield, she's our first baseman on varsity, and we used to do handstands before a lot of our games, and we had a streak when we did handstands. And you know, like superstitious things don't always work, and we would be like, okay, we got to do a handstand like this time when we would lose.
Yeah.
Or just straight up, just take a nap before your games. I remember every away game, I would take a nap on the bus, and we'd do pretty good.
How about you? What do you do? Granola bar and...
Granola bar, and then I don't know. I really don't have much
granola
of a ritual.
Bar. So yeah, what's the most intense game that you've ever played in, or what's the most intense meet that you've ever been to?
Oh, I don't know. Well, last year when our football team was in the playoffs,
yes,
I was on JV cheer last year, and it was still like
intense,
amazing. Yeah. When we were in the second round, that was the home game. That was so great. I'm pretty sure, and that was insane. So that was fun.
Alexia, most intense game you've played in?
I think in the most intense game, I think we were playing, could have been, I think it was JB Pennington. We were at home, and it was on our new field. We had a new turf field. And I remember we had played JB Pennington before, and I think we had done really, really well against them. But at this time in the game, it was like last inning, and it was our last opportunity to, win the game because we're home. And we were just down, I think, by two.
Yeah,
and I was up to bat, and that's the thing I mentioned about hitting the walk off.
Yeah,
that wasn't even just about me. That was just intense because all of our girls right before that had been producing so many people on base. I think we had Ella Blackman and Tabitha Perkins on base when I was up to bat, and I remember we were just. I think that home run didn't even come from me. I think it was from the girls just getting so excited to fight back. You know what I'm saying? I remember that was really intense going up to bat. I wasn't even scared. I knew the girls had my back, and I knew we could do it. Yeah, that was pretty intense.
It's awesome. And y'all won that game.
We did. We did.
Big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the one where, like, the students got in free, and y'all were, I think Lily hit a home run.
Yeah, we had Sarah Benefield, Lily Livingston, which... Both two phenomenal players.
Did you hit a home run?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what
I remember that one.
Walk off is like home run. It just means like when you hit it and then the game's over because we were the home team and it was our last opportunity. So like we had those three runs and then the game was over. Yeah, that's all that means.
Oh, I had no clue.
Yeah. It's I didn't really know what that meant until just doing it. I was like, oh, that's that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. That's pretty awesome.
It is awesome, but again, it was not a home run is not all one person. It's really just everyone coming together and wanting to effectively execute something. And it's like you have good vibes, right? It all works out.
Well, tell me what's special about your team this year.
Well, this year we have the same team we had last year. We had no seniors last year, and this year we've got I think three or four. I know we've got Tabitha Perkins, Sarah Benefield, Raylan Harper, maybe we just have three. But last year, we didn't have any seniors. And this year, you know, I feel like through the years, we've kind of struggled with, like, a leadership role on the team because we haven't had girls that were super old, like, older than us, and we've not really had any upperclassmen, you know? So I feel like this year, it's going to be a lot different having someone kind of in a leadership role and looking up to those who are seniors, and this is their last opportunity to make a change on the team, you know?
Yeah. Tell me about... your cheer team, and tell me about also your track team. What you love about them? What's special about the one that you're in now?
Like the team, like the people in the team. Oh, yes. So cheer, that is always so much fun. I could go to cheer practice every day for the rest of my life and never get tired of it. Yeah, and it's so much fun. Like we did a Halloween practice last week.
Yeah,
and we had this like relay race, and all the girls just made it so fun. And there's so many personalities on the cheer team.
Yeah,
and so that just it's so much fun. And then on the track team, you have both guys and girls. So
it's
never a dull moment when it comes to personalities.
Yeah.
But I feel like in track, I really like it because we have a lot of workouts, and it's like you go through those emotional roller coasters where it's like, you know, this is going to be tough. I don't know if I can do this. But
pushing
then,
through.
Yeah, but then by the end of it, we're also proud that we did it because we were like, oh, I didn't expect that.
Yeah.
To get through that. Like, wow, that was really cool. So it's just so great being able to do that together and having to push each other to achieve goals like in different meets. Stuff.
Now you are both juniors.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, yeah. So you got 2 years, 2 years left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
And you enjoyed A-Rep?
Oh yeah, A-Rep's a great atmosphere and it's fun.
Hey Aubrey, I've got to ask you this. So you are so acquainted with being in the air. Are you?
Yes, she
is.
Are
you a base or are you a flyer on the cheer team?
I'm a back spot and sometimes a base.
Okay, so you don't do much flying at all?
Oh, no, sir.
Really?
Yeah, if you're like over 5'4", You do not fly. Usually. I mean, wow. I think Kylie Williams, I think she got interviewed on This with Paris.
Probably.
Kylie has started flying some. I think she's like 5'5".
Yeah.
Five, six. Like, I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah. We all just right. have so many smaller girls that do it, and they're great flyers. So.
And I've always wanted to know this. When it comes to pole vaulting, how exactly do you stick that pole? Is there something there that you're supposed to hit, or is it like a big sandbox? What is your target when you're pole vaulting?
That's a good question.
Where do you put that the bottom of the pole?
It's a metal box.
Okay.
But it's like kind of like
a know that.
Weird
I didn't know that
triangle.
Yeah.
What was that?
But I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So it's like dug into the concrete. That's why, like, when you look at, like, on our field, they take the mats off, but there's like this little metal box, and you like take the cover out from it, and it's like it goes into the ground. And so when you're jumping, that's like 6 inches below the ground, so then that's added. So
wow.
From ground level, it's 10 feet if you're jumping 10'6".
It'd be bad if that came out.
Yeah.
So,
well, it won't come out. Then. It's like bolted into
no,
the ground
I know.
Or something. Yeah.
But it would be if it did.
How hard is it to hit that target? Because you're moving. I mean, you are running. How hard is it to stick it right where it's supposed to go? Do you ever miss?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
So, if you don't put the pole down quick enough.
Yeah.
And, like, on time. Because you have to, like, match your run when you're going to put the pole down. Like, okay, on my third to last step, I'm going to start bringing it down.
Yeah.
But if you bring it down too slow, if you're thinking about something else, you'll stick it on the concrete or the mat. And you'll usually tornado around the pole, kind of twist around and fall to the side.
I need video of that.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to find some on YouTube. A pole vaulting tornado.
Tornado.
Yes.
Pole vaulting fails.
Okay.
Should fails. Get you there. Yeah.
All right. I'll
yes.
do it. Yeah.
We need to see that.
Yeah. We need to totally do that over on the socials.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, speaking of which, we're going to go to the funny stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited about this. So, every athlete seems to have this moment. We call them embarrassing moments or like something that you never forget. So tell me, whether it happened at practice, it happened on the field, even on the bus ride there, tell me about a funny thing that might have happened you'll never forget. Embarrassing moment, funny moment, something like that.
I remember, I think, tryouts over this. Like, I think we like just finished our season. We were trying out for our junior season this year. I was the first one to do a drill, and it
yeah.
was the first drill
yeah.
of the tryout. I was in the outfield, caught the ball,
right.
went to throw it, and dropped it behind my head.
Oh.
Yeah. It wasn't embarrassing because I'm not embarrassed around them, but I cannot tell you how hard we laughed, and
yeah.
I was just like, oh, wow, what a great start. So excited
yeah.
for this season.
Yeah. You made it better, though.
I just laughed it off, as I always do.
I like that.
I feel like if you laugh, even though you're embarrassed, it's less embarrassing, or maybe
yes.
it doesn't seem like that to other people, and it just seems like that.
If you're willing to laugh at yourself, it's not as bad. Like the,
oh, definitely,
you know,
yeah.
So when people make fun of me in high school, I just like, yeah, that's true. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
takes the joy out of making fun of you. But anyway, tell me your funny moment.
Well, in track,
Paul
of Vaughn course,
tornado.
there's a lot of risk in track. Like,
yeah.
Coach Martin tries to put you in other events because you can be entered in up to 4 events
yeah.
to get more points for the team.
Yeah.
And he put me in hurdles in 7th grade,
nice.
So that left a couple scars, and
I
the
bet.
Girl next to me broke her finger. And then,
what?
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy.
Did you break her finger?
No, we both fell at the same
it.
Time,
just,
like, doing the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then in pole vault, I gashed my knee open with
no!
like a shoe, and then everyone's like, did she die? And I'm like, no, just kicked myself.
Felt like it.
I remember you having something on your leg when we were at church camp, and like, it was like 2 summers ago. I remember I was like, what is that? It was either you or Claire. I remember someone had something like nasty on their leg, and we were
oh,
like, what is that?
Yeah, no, it was during summer track, and I had to bandage it up because
wow.
like that spike like drug through the side of my knee. It was bad.
It actually looked really bad. I remember seeing it. I was like, ooh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then
all
I'll
healed,
be able
right?
to show my great-grandkids that because it will
right.
not go away.
I was going to say, did you have to have a new knee replaced or something?
Oh, no. My dad took me to the gas station,
oh.
and we got hydrogen peroxide and fat Band-Aids.
Wow.
It that's, was great.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I love how you said that. It
yeah.
was great.
Yeah. I was incredible. It's a great day. Oh. I'll never forget it.
But then we went to a wedding and got cake, so it made up for it.
Wow.
I don't even know where to go from that.
Hey, since we're talking about wounds, I do have a question. So in softball, I know when I played baseball, if I ever like slid just the right way, I would like tear my knee open. It was awful. And then it would like bleed onto the pants, and the pants would get stuck. Do you ever deal with injuries like that on your knees?
I actually had a very odd, like agitating injury because I'd never really ended up doing anything super permanent to my knee.
Yeah.
Besides the fact that I do have some numbness, and the story goes, I was in the eighth grade, and I was on JV at the time, and I remember I was sliding into second base. But I had decided that I didn't want to slide to second base anymore because I noticed she like wasn't prepared to like to tag me. So I was like, okay, I don't have to slide. Well, I tried. It's called like a pop-up slide. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can slide and then just pop yourself up.
Yeah.
I kind of did that halfway because I had already like made the effort not to slide.
Yeah.
I ended up just falling straight on my knee and put all my weight on my knee.
Oh, no.
And it like it caused my knee to like bruise up a lot. And it was just odd because every time I would slide, like it would just like inflame whatever that was in my knee.
Wow.
And it would just bruise. And I also had another time in travel ball, slid into home plate. The right-handed batter's box was literally a ditch, and I, like, rolled my ankle really bad.
Mm.
But other than that, you get a lot of strawberries, which are, like, just huge scars on your leg from just ripping your sock open from dirt. A lot of times it doesn't happen on turf because you get turf burn on, like, your hands.
Yeah.
But on dirt, you will get scuffed really
so
bad.
So which do you prefer, turf or dirt?
I prefer turf all the way, and some people very much disagree, but I think it is so much easier to get cleaned up after turf. And then it's also, turf burn is not as bad in my opinion as having burn and then having chunks of dirt also in the burn. So
yeah. Now, I know they went through the transition a while back, at least for the guys, and now they have it for the ladies as well.
We had it at the same time. Baseball did end up getting done before us.
Right,
I think because they had just begun a little bit earlier than they did on ours.
Yeah.
And also softball has our field, a lot of the trees have been cut down. So if you do come to a game this year, it's going to look a little bit different. Even besides the turf field, we've got like a big, big open area, and I think we're getting new concession stands and like a new press box.
Nice. Yes.
That'll be good.
Yeah, it is. It's already looking good. It's looking really good.
I've watched these new fields being built over the past few months, and they're just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm, they are.
I mean, doing such a great job.
I think baseball is just gorgeous. I mean, they even have the old stands, the blue, big old steps. Uh-huh. It still looks really good.
And one cool thing about it is you don't have to worry about when it rains, the field getting muddy.
Mm-mm.
It
we just practice doesn't a happen. Lot more.
Yeah.
We practice a lot more. You don't get out of practice when you
never get out of practice.
No, you don't.
Yeah. That's what I noticed when they built them at Sand Mountain Park before they built them anywhere.
We play so many tournaments there. We had to play a lot of games there last year.
They would never cancel anything. There was no reason.
There's lightning.
That's true.
We played a lot of games there last year because our fields didn't end up being done when our scheduled home games were.
Yeah.
So we ended up playing a lot of them at Sand Mountain. So we're very familiar with Sand Mountain.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a cool facility.
It is a very nice facility. It really is. Yeah.
And they've had Alabama...
Mm-hmm. And JSU,
softball and JSU. That's a big deal.
They played against each other there, or they were going to. I was gonna go to that game.
Yeah,
it got canceled a couple times. But yes, big schools do come and play at Sand Mountain Park.
Yeah,
they're really, really, really nice fields.
Yeah. So, what is your college or pro hero in softball or in track that you look up to? Maybe you do. Maybe you don't. Do you have one?
You can go if you got one.
Oh, well, pole vault, I don't really know. That kind of changes. I mean, there's, like, Katie Najat. She's, like, a really strong Christian. And so that's on her social media, but she's also an Olympic pole vaulter.
Wow.
And I think she was the one. Yeah, she won the Olympics.
That's awesome.
For pole vault. And then Mondo, he pole vaulted at LSU, but then now he's pole vaulting for, like, Switzerland. Like, no, stay in the USA.
How dare he betray us like that?
Exactly. Like, you went to LSU. Hurt. That cannot be more American.
Yeah. Yes. More Southern.
Anyway.
Alexia?
I think a lot of the Alabama girls are really, really, really...
phenomenal.
Yeah, they're a phenomenal team, but also, specifically, I mean, obviously, everyone's heard of Montana Fouts. If you haven't, then you live
impressive.
Under a rock. She's an amazing pitcher. She's an amazing softball player. And also, Kaylee Tao was on... She's either still on Alabama or she was, because I know she was a little bit older when I began watching her, but she's a really great hitter and really great player. And I actually got to meet her through something we did on my old trap ball team. Our coach had, like, connections with Alabama, And I end up meeting her, and she's a really, really sweet person. She's really sweet.
That's incredible. That's incredible. Do you have, and this is my last question, do y'all have college aspirations to do what you're doing in college?
Yes.
I don't.
You don't?
I do not.
You That's don't want to okay. go to JSU like no, your mom?
No. Well, I'm not going to go to JSU like my mom. she's insane. She's still an athlete to this day. Her and my dad are both like CrossFit athletes.
Wow.
As much as they don't want to admit it, they still are. My mom is like, she's just so athletic. And she was really good when she was younger. But just for me, I think I love my sport, but I think I'm really focused more on like an educational side to college. And I mean, a lot of people are going to be like, she's not that good. And I really don't think that I would go to a school I'd want to go to. And for some people, they love their sport enough to go play in a smaller school. But for me, I think I would rather focus on a bigger school academically and see what I can do with that instead.
What school is that?
I am really interested in going to Ole Miss. I fell in love with that school through softball, actually. We had a tournament over there, and I toured the campus and, you know, like, looked around. And I've been visiting ever since. I really, really like it. And LSU as well. My older sister went to LSU for a semester or two. She ended up transferring, but she really, really liked it while she was there, and I liked it as well.
Wow.
Are you going to be able to use your favorite subject when you go off to college? Any chemistry involved in your future?
I really hope so. I mean, right now, AP chemistry is a little bit of a struggle. But, I mean, I feel like that's expected.
Of course.
But I really do like math and science a lot. So anything I do, like maybe engineering or just like anything in chemistry, even biology. I really like biology, too. I think I want to do that when I go to college.
What's
been a
that
big
future job that you want to do?
Well, for engineering, people make a lot of money doing engineering.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And also, I think I'm just, I feel like I'm really good at math, and I think I could find a really good job and something I would enjoy doing with math. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I've got to ask you one more question, because we haven't touched on it yet. What's your favorite book? Because you love reading, right?
I do love reading. My favorite book would have to be, I cannot think of it off the top of my head. Hold on.
It's okay. Take your time.
I will actually look, because I need to tell you the author.
Cool.
And I need to tell you the name of the book.
All right.
It's so special. Me and my older sister bond over books that we read, and she recently read this and also really enjoyed it. Okay. It is called The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna.
Wow.
It is a really, really good book. It's about somebody in her family was, it's like post-Vietnam War.
Yeah.
Her dad's a little bit crazy, a little cuckoo, that he moves them to Alaska, and they do some crazy stuff in Alaska. And it's a really, really, really good book. You learn a lot about Alaska while reading it, too.
Yeah.
Yes. It's really good.
There it is.
Yes, that's
it.
Oh,
wow.
The Great Alone.
It's a beautiful cover, too. It makes you want to read it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A long book. It's like 500 pages, but so
wow.
That's the longest book I've ever read, but it was really, really good.
Now, do you ever cheat and do like the Audible and let it read to you?
I don't actually, because I can't pay attention when I read an Audible.
Oh,
like,
I
can't. I like to read it because I'm kind of a slow reader.
Okay.
So I don't really understand it when I do Audible.
Yeah. How about you, Aubrey? Not the book, but the...
You're asking my favorite book?
No, college. So
oh,
we're
okay,
going
good.
College.
I don't really
what do you want to do? Yeah.
Well, I would love, if I were to cheer in college, I'd love to cheer at Samford, because my sister goes there.
Yeah.
That is like the most well-developed people, I feel like, in that college. Like, developed spiritually and like just how they push you to be your best self. Like, it is insane with the atmosphere. And so I'd love to cheer there, but also like Alabama.
Right.
Like, how can you give that
Roll
up?
Tide.
Like,
Roll Tide.
I've always gone to Alabama. My parents went there and that's where they met. So I've always been, you know, involved
Bama.
In Bama.
And love it.
They're champions for, well, I don't know about this year, but like a few years ago. They're
giving
great.
Me a heart attack this year.
But
I appreciate that.
I would love to go there. So
yeah.
Either one of those.
Awesome.
And I wonder if you'll be able to use your favorite subject in school when you go off to college. According to your questionnaire, it's lunch.
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, gosh.
I can use that every day still.
Well, I was debating. And I was like, okay.
Lady?
Yeah. Yeah. I was like,
best
English,
day ever.
Math, no.
Lunch.
Yeah, I went down the list of my schedule.
So am I safe to say that you're a little bit of a foodie then, if you enjoy lunch? Are you a little bit of a foodie? Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of food?
Mac and cheese.
Are we talking basic, like Kraft mac and cheese, like in the box, the powder,
the
water?
You, yeah, like the box, and then you add butter to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, make it real unhealthy. More unhealthy, the better.
Any other cheeses? Or are we mixing like five blends of cheeses?
Oh, no. Keep it simple. Just add the butter.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Butter. Maybe a pinch of salt.
And you know a pinch of
salt. Not really. Don't do that. There's
she said not
too
a pinch.
Salt.
She said a bunch of salt.
No, I didn't say that. That would be gross.
A pound of salt.
So majoring in business. Majoring in business, though, that's a pretty big endeavor.
Yeah.
Just MBA, what exactly are you wanting to do in business?
Oh, of course. Yes, sir. So my dad majored in business, and he got his MBA from Alabama, too. So I've really been around that my whole life. But I would love to own my own store, like Generations or something.
Oh, like Generations
clothing
footwear?
Store?
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Like my dream. But wow. I would probably do something more on the side, like whatever other business people do. I don't know.
Okay. So how do you see your future? Do you think, I mean, with everything the way it is, since COVID came through and we've all endured through COVID, mm-hmm. all of the technology that's come about that allows you to do things from home, how do you see your future career? Do you see yourself doing things more from home or more in a brick and mortar store? What do you think?
Definitely in a brick and mortar store, but one job that I do, I run a social media page for a store in Arab.
Really? Which one?
Namely Claudia's. Oh. It's a store in Arab.
You do a great job. I follow that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
The good people. That's a great job you're doing on that, for sure.
Yeah, well, thanks.
You're very welcome.
So I would love to do that, which would be online for like my store to be able to market it well.
And yeah.
Marketing would be a great associate's degree that I'd love to get.
Nice. Wow, awesome. Y'all got some bright futures ahead of yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff.
Living the dream.
Woo.
I'm looking at the picture of the broom in the street.
All right. know, I guess we need to take a little bit of a music break. We'll come back, and ladies, I don't know, maybe you could help us give away some arcade passes. Are you up for that?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's do it.
I'm about to show you some more videos and everything. So, Steven.
Sure. You got anything in particular you want me to show?
Yeah, well, the one, the breaking news.
The breaking news.
The Bible, Bible slaps.
I got you. Yeah, we can do that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me find it
real quick. I thought this was funny.
Yeah.
Instagram has so many funny videos.
Mm-hmm. They do, and so.
Do y'all have a favorite that you follow? Favorite pages?
Maybe on TikTok, I guess. Maybe not Instagram.
What on TikTok?
I mean, I guess a lot of it just comes from my For You page. I guess I don't follow a lot of people, to be honest. It'll probably be just whatever shows up on my
page. Is there any one creator that you really gravitate toward their content more than anybody else, though? Like, you really, it puts a smile on your face to see them on.
That's a good question. If there is someone, I could not even tell you their name. That's what I'm saying. I'm really just looking at my feet.
Equal opportunity.
Yes.
I got
you.
Aubrey, you said you have one?
I got to find. It's this dog. Hang on.
It's this dog.
I don't know if I can find it, but
it's okay.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
It is the cutest
it's
thing.
It's a dog.
Oh, its name is Winston, and it says, it's your boy _ Winston, and it's a wiener dog, and it is so funny.
I've seen Winston before. Yeah. That's cool. Nice. So let me play this for you.
Yes.
This is, I mean, what would happen if your faith, if you lived it out loud, what would happen if mountains actually move?
Yes.
Right? That's what this is kind of
the
playing
scripture.
Around with.
Yeah. Yes.
Take a look at this.
I love this.
Faith the size of a mustard seed can move mountains.
A few moments later.
This just in, breaking news. Several mountains have somehow just appeared in the heart of New York City. The Manhattan Matterhorn. The Big Appalachian.
We were able to gather interviews of people affected.
I just paid off my home. And now there's a mountain on it. Why? Help me dig, don't just stand there. Help me dig.
FBI, open up!
That would be amazing.
I mean, when you think about it, that'd be a pretty big deal if a mountain just moved, wouldn't it?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies, have y'all ever thought about that scripture before? You ever thought of it? You ever thought of it literally? Like, I could actually tell a mountain to move and it would move?
Well, not literally.
Not literally? Okay.
It's scripture.
You think it's more of a figurative thing then?
I hope so.
I got you.
The wrong people moving the wrong mountains,
yeah.
You know? Kind of bad.
Have y'all seen the recent video that's become a trend? It's called God Math instead of
Girl
Math.
Yes, I almost put
that
almost
is
sent it
so
to you, Steven.
Funny.
I almost really? Sent that to you today.
Cool.
Like,
I wish I had.
One fish, two loaves of bread, or what? It was
yeah.
like
5,000 people
5,000,
with
yeah.
food
yeah.
leftover. God Math.
With leftovers.
Yeah, I love that. I'll have to send that to you, Steven. I saw it today. I'm like, should I do it? Should I not? And I didn't.
They made a part two. Also.
Yes,
oh, there
God
it is.
Math.
Yes.
Yes. Here it is.
All right, let's see if I can pop that up real quick. And
that's
Girl Math. You've heard of boy math, but have you heard of God Math? Hear me out. Hear me out. Five loaves plus two fish equals 5,000 meals. With leftovers. God Math. Water equals wine. God Math. One cross plus three nails equals forgiven. God Math.
That was good.
If God did a miracle in your life and you can't explain it,
I love it.
He did two.
That's
two
cool.
was two's funny. Too.
I think he's got a part three as
he's
well.
He's got
yeah.
part two yeah. was funny. Yeah. I watched part
it's,
two.
It's kind of making fun of what God has done in the Bible a little bit, but I think it really helps me
it
remember
is.
Some of the it important is. Things in the Bible.
Yes.
Like I'll think of like when he fed the 5,000.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Have you seen part two?
I think so.
Part
two
is funny.
Part three. I know I saw part three. God I don't know about two.
But anyway.
All right. Y'all ready for some freestyle?
Let's give away some stuff.
Let's do it.
The Varsity Freestyle.
Yeah, that's your chance to win a 5-person all-day pass to B&B Video Games. All you got to do is call in and answer the questions. And don't be afraid to call because we're like phone a friend and we have the answers. So this is going to be great. I'm going to ask you a question. Then you got to call in. The first question is this. How many stripes does the Adidas logo have? How many stripes does the Adidas logo have?
Want to win? Call us now at 256-505-0885.
All right, Chance, how are you?
Good.
Awesome. Chance, how many stripes does the Adidas logo have?
It has three stripes.
You nailed it. Nailed it. Awesome. So, Aubrey's going to ask you the next question.
How do you say that again?
Fishers.
Okay, spelled weird. Fishers, vents, and plugs are all associated with which geological feature?
It's also a natural disaster. It explodes. Produces lava.
I feel you gave it away.
I'm trying.
Can you repeat the question?
Fissures, vents, and plugs are all associated with geological features, and the hints were that it explodes and it produces lava.
Volcano.
I don't know how you figured it out, but you did it. You're amazing. And this one is, go ahead, number three.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
First toy?
Yes,
first
toy.
Starts with yeah. Mr.
This is hard.
Potato Head? Mr.
Yes.
Potato Head?
Yes! You got all three right. I don't know how you did it. Miracles.
Well, I couldn't do it without my amazing mom.
Oh, there it is. Aww. Amazing.
Share
amazing.
Some love with mom. That's awesome.
Yeah. And we know, I know Chance. And so I am so glad you won this. So I'm going to send you over to Steven.
All right.
Man, they got it. I don't know how. I don't.
So crazy.
It's crazy.
It produces lava.
Yes.
It explodes. It's a natural disaster, and it produces lava.
Could you figure it out?
No one knows what fissures are.
Yeah, like, I've never heard of that
fissure
before.
Fissure is like a like line and bait.
It is a
not,
line.
Not in a volcano.
That's what a fissure is.
Yeah.
It's a line.
Wait, really?
I think. Like yes. Oh. I don't know. You know as much as I do.
A fissure.
Aubrey, I'm glad you're here to discover a fissure, a vent, and a plug with me.
I used to have an irrational fear of volcanoes. I was always,
do
I
you?
Always, I always thought that there was a volcano that was going to explode and the world would end. Really? Just because of volcanoes.
A volcano.
Yeah.
Oh, I grew up thinking that it was going to be quicksand. The quicksand would kill us all.
Yeah.
It was in all the cartoons when I was a kid.
Or the Bermuda Triangle. I don't know when I would be in the Bermuda Triangle, but okay. I was like, I'm going to get on a plane one day and it's going to happen. And
what is that? Explain that to me. I've always heard that.
I think it's somewhere south.
Plains.
I don't know where the Bermuda Triangle is.
Is it like a place?
Yeah, like a geological location.
Where a bunch of like planes have gone to sea.
And I think it has something to do with the Earth's magnetic pull and the way that it can... it can manipulate certain instruments on your plane. So you can't really tell where you're going. So if everything's kind of just spinning around, you don't know where you are. It's really easy to crash.
They've lost planes and boats and people.
Yep.
Y'all remember the show and they remade it and it terrified me as a kid called Unsolved Mysteries.
I haven't.
Yeah. Hey, Steven.
Yeah.
You're not going to believe this.
What?
The sound just came back in my right earpiece.
Yay!
Just out of nowhere.
I just fixed it. I did something over
here. I had one ear working on these things right here.
He was hearing with only half his head.
And now I can hear with both. So clear.
Yeah.
Cool. God math.
Huh?
God math.
I know. God math. God math. I'm going to do that from now on because of you. It's all your fault, Aubrey. I blame you.
I think it's a blessing.
Now, sports analyst Greg Glasscock.
Greg.
Doing all right?
Hey.
Hey.
How are you?
Man, I am great. It's been a real busy day today at work, but things are going good.
Yeah. It's even better because you just called in, so our day just got increasingly better.
That's good.
So, Greg, why don't you tell us what went down in the world of Marshall County sports last week?
All righty. Well, football is winding down. This week will be the last week of the regular season, and we had a real interesting week last week. A lot of playoff seeds were determined. Some have to go through tiebreakers, but... just in a quick recap, Gunnersville had a big win as expected over...
Sardis,
which actually technically threw them in a three-way tie with Arab and Scottsboro, and you know the HSAA tiebreaker rules are very confusing. If anybody wants to get a headache and take a lot of ibuprofen, just read the tiebreaker rules and it'll do it to you. And
nice.
Obviously I interpreted them wrong because what it boiled down to, it goes into non-region and Scottsboro was going to get the one seed unless they lost to Mars Hill on Friday night, and they actually did with a late touchdown and 2-point conversion.
Wow.
So with Scottsboro losing, that gives Gunnersville the one seed, Scottsboro the two, Arab the three, and Boaz the four. The only opponent people know right now for sure that I'm aware of, Gunnersville will host Springville next Friday. Which if Gunnersville plays the way they're capable of, they should win that one fairly easily because Springville just got in the playoffs last week with a win. They had the win to get in. Meanwhile, the other three between Boaz, Arab, and Scottsboro with a crossover region, they are in a three-way tie. So all three of those teams are going to play Southside, Leeds, and Moody in some kind of order. I have not heard if that's been decided or that might be decided after this Friday night. So, but those teams are guaranteed in and you know, Scottsboro and Gunnersville are guaranteed to play the first one at home. Meanwhile, Arab and Boaz has to travel. It's just, I think some of the opponents are still, you know, possibly unknown. So, we got that going on with football playoffs right around the corner. Got some interesting games this week. This is a non-region week. Arab is off. So they actually get a week off before the playoffs start.
Nice.
Albertville and Gunnersville play, and they're big game. It's actually the longest-running rivalry in Alabama. This Friday will be the 109th meeting between those two teams, which, you know, on paper, Gunnersville is a heavy favorite. As Albertville still looking for their first win of the year, but hey, you never know, a win by the Aggies would definitely make their season.
Yeah.
So Gunnersville has to be careful going into that game. Boaz finishes off at home. They play Lee of Huntsville. They're coming down for a game. And I want to say off memory, Douglas has to make the long trek up to North Sand Mountain.
Wow.
Way up at the state to finish their season. We also have basketball around the corner. It'll be starting up in the next week or two. And I'd like to give a congratulations out there, Seth, to the ARAB girls volleyball team.
Right.
Where they won this morning.
And they won their first game, Alexandria.
Yeah. And I think they play again. They might be playing.
They're playing right now.
I read it. Like, yeah, and then if they win that one, I guess they play in the finals. I guess that's maybe tomorrow.
Yep.
I don't have a schedule in front of me, so congratulations to those ladies, and they might bring a blue map back to ARAB.
That'd be great.
Yep. So a lot going on right now with football getting in the playoffs, volleyball finishing up, and basketball about to start. So a lot going on in Marshall County sports right now.
Well, Greg, thanks for calling. Hopefully, ARAB will be in the finals again 2 years in a row next tomorrow. So
that would be great.
They're on their way right now, hopefully.
Yep. Yep.
But thanks for calling in, Greg. You make this show so much better.
Well, guys, I appreciate it. And y'all have a good night.
You too.
Bye. All right. Talk to y'all next week.
The buzzer beater.
That sound lets you know where you can find us when the show's over. And we know we can hear you crying through the radio. It's okay. We're going to give you a social media embrace. It'll be great. So when the show's over, you can find us on Facebook and Instagram.
It's at Varsity Radio Show for both.
Yeah, or you can find us on Twitter or X.
At Varsity Radio Show 885.
All right, then we got, of course, some TikTok and some YouTube. Varsity Radio Show on TikTok, Varsity Radio Show 885 on YouTube.
You can find us on podcasts everywhere. We're on Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Spotify, iHeartRadio. And you can also find us now, thanks to our boy Steven. You can find us in Horizon Communications. We're on TV right now. Good to see you. We're so glad that you're here with us. Thank you for following the show. We want to tell you about the fuel of the Varsity, the Char Burger, home of the famous Char Grilled Wildcat Burger, Philly Cheesesteak, and Jumbo Crispy Onion Rings, and B&B Video Games. It's an 80s-style arcade in the back, local video game retail store in the front. Like Jordan usually says, it's the Albertville Mullet, right by the Pizza Hut. Fun place to be, fun place to hang out. Hey, we're so glad that you were joining us part of this show today. We hope to see you back next week. Same Varsity time, same Varsity place, 88.5 JFM. We'll see you then.
The Varsity Radio Show, Tuesdays, 2:30 to 4:30 on 88.5 JFM. Streaming live to Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. And live on the radio.